Jan Smuts Avenue, traffic lights out at Rothesay Avenue. I'm not used to these Joburg roads.
Rothesay
Avenue, there we go. Congestion N1 southbound between Brockfontein Interchange and New Road. Your average speed there is 25 kilometers an hour. If you lowered, at least 3 kilometers an hour, please. Western Cape, Cape Town, M5 northbound, traffic building towards the N2 highway. Durban, M4 northbound, truck crash on the Pine Dean Road, off ramp, Higginson Highway. I was early today. I didn't get your traffic. I'm sorry. I'll be there tomorrow. Back to you, Raji.
Beautiful. Drop suspension guy, yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
What kind?
Natural.
What kind?
That's it. What a natural.
Alrighty. This morning, we are live from Starbucks on the famous Florida Road in Morningside, Durban City, for day two of the 5FM Summer Takeover 2019. Yours truly, Roger Good, Sarishni Ryder, Robbie Cruz, DJ Dad Voice in the house. Coming up on the show, we have tickets to see Goldfish live at Monte Casino next Friday night. All shall be revealed. We also are giving away coffee to 5FM family members. The code word is stoked. Are you one with the stoke? Be that oak. Feel the stoke.
It ain't no joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, man. Robbie gets up close and personal, and we catch him Christmas shopping. But where and who was he shopping for? And we're going to introduce you to one of Durban's most legendary surfing instructors. If you've ever surfed in Durban, I know you're going to dig this. It's all about the weekend as we continue live from KZN. It's 7 o'clock. Your news.
SABC News. Independent and impartial.
In the headlines for you, draft Constitution 18th Amendment bill to be published, and YouTube reveals the 2019's most watched videos.
Oh, the Gunners will be the absolute end of me. I don't know what we're doing going down 2-1 to Brighton and Hove at the Emirates last night. Oh, it's a bad season for the North Londoners. I've got that and more for you at 7:30.
Good morning. The draft Constitution 18 Amendment Bill will be published in the Government Gazette not later than next Friday. This comes as the Ad Hoc Committee amending Section 25 of the Constitution to expropriate land without compensation reached consensus. Parliament's legal advisor, Charmaine van der Merwe.
There is also a requirement that the provincial legislatures must be given an opportunity to consider the bill and the advice that will be given to the joint tagging mechanism, and I believe that the joint tagging mechanism will accept, is that this bill must also be referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders for inputs. So the proposal was that we do the formal publication in December so that we can notify these 10 bodies.
Lee Matheson has been appointed as business rescue practitioner in SAA's voluntary business rescue process. Metal Workers Union NUMSA is claiming victory in the wake of SAA filing for urgent voluntary business rescue. NUMSA's Phakamile Hlubi Majola.
By government having undergone this voluntary process, we are very suspicious of their intentions, just because we know consistently that we're dealing with a board and an executive management who have been obstacles in the way of turning around this airline in rooting out corruption. And now that government has embarked on this, it's become patently clear to us that their intention has been so that they can continue to control the process.
Eskom is holding a meeting to determine whether load shedding will continue. Yesterday, the power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding from 4 p.m. and that's due to a shortage of capacity and a highly constrained system. Eskom deputy spokesperson Dikgatso Motheo.
The system has been consistently constrained over a long period of time, and there is a likelihood that we may need to load shed. We are having our emergency meeting and we'll be in a better position certainly to advise on how the rest of the